Do you spend all of your time building and maintaining your business so that you achieve the success you envision? Do you feel frustrated, unfulfilled, and have a loss or disconnect from your creative flow? Are you a conscious leader that is ready for change when it comes to society's views on money, wealth, relationships, and what prosperity truly means? If so, you are in the right place. Welcome to the Provoking Prosperity Podcast. I am your host, Miranda Mitchell. I am a 2-4 manager who is here to empower and equip you to step out of the box of social norms, guide you into using your voice for inspiration and impact, and support you in finding what prosperity means for you so that you have the business and life that fulfills you. So grab the cup of coffee, get comfy, and get ready to hear the heartwarming and heart-wrenching personal stories, all things human design and jinkies, plus tangible practices that you can implement right now for your personal and business growth. Hello, beautiful souls. This is Miranda Mitchell, your host of the Provoking Prosperity Podcast. Today is a solo episode where I am going to be discussing the voice, swallowing down the words, and self-expression in relationships, as well as in personal growth. Many of you know that the last year or so, I have been doing a lot of work with the voice. I have worked with many people on their voice and their suppression of how they feel because they are afraid of hurting people's feelings, because we've been conditioned to not make other people feel uncomfortable or to hurt people's feelings, that we need to be more gentle and we need to sugarcoat things so that we don't make them uncomfortable, which I have teetered with through my entire life. There were definitely some times in my life that I would end up saying how I felt, and then I would feel guilty afterwards because I hurt someone's feelings, or maybe they came back to me and said that I was mean or that the way I expressed could have been handled better, which then made me turn inward and reflect on maybe I'm not a good person. Maybe the way that I do express myself is too harsh. Maybe I need to keep my emotions and my thoughts to myself. I do understand that reacting and coming from a place of coldness. And I've learned that through diving into my gene keys, because in my gene keys, in my purpose sphere, in the purpose of my life, as well as the purpose of what I'm here to learn in relationships, it is in gate 38, which is the fighter aspect, in line 4. So I recognize the fact that I do fight for being heard at times. And I dig my feet in to be heard. However, I also know that when I am heard and acknowledged, I don't fight. My heart opens. I become more empathetic. I hear things. It is only when I am not being heard or valued that I dig my feet in. And then with the line 4, my heart closes. So I'm not being heard. I'm not being valued. And then my heart closes. So I become very cold in the way that I speak, which then goes into being mean and harsh. I feel like there is a difference between being harsh and saying things to be hurtful and being truthful and honest in my expression when I'm not reacting. Even after a time when I sit back and reflect on an experience or something that is coming up, I still get very passionate about things, especially if I'm not being acknowledged or heard. All I want to do is be heard and valued. And I understand that sometimes the passion and the emphasis that I have in my voice as I become very passionate about it, my voice raises, I can understand it can be projected and people may not hear me. And I understand I have to work on this and recognize when I'm not being heard and why it's happening. And also, I need to be heard. I need to be valued in my feelings and my emotions. Feelings and emotions are not wrong. Just because someone doesn't understand them or doesn't agree with you doesn't mean that they're not true. They're still true. They still need to be acknowledged and not just put on the back burner or said, well, I don't get it. So basically, you're wrong, right? I have learned that with all of my work on my voice, I am now boldly stepping into the truth of how I feel. And I'm boldly stepping into my emotions. Before, and many of you have probably heard this, I swear all of you have heard this, where someone says, oh, they're emotional. Like it's a bad thing. Like emotions are a bad thing. So when that is projected onto us, we try to hold our emotions in, which stays within ourselves. We do not express, and then we erupt, or we become numb and we don't feel anything. Emotions are beautiful. I feel like as long as you're not reacting in a way that is hurtful or you're not projecting to be hurtful, you may still be hurting someone because of the way that they are taking things. But you're not doing it to be hurtful, I feel is different than to be hurtful. Because if I was to suppress certain aspects, I made sure that you did not take something in that would hurt you. I'm not empowering you to work on your triggers and your stuff. I'm suppressing my energy in the way that I feel because of someone else. And I'm not truly expressing externally all of the emotion. So I'm keeping that within me. And again, it is how the person perceives it. If I say something that is not meant to be hurtful, but just the way that I feel, and it's not in reaction, but it's how I feel, not through a projection, not through reaction, but through awareness and responding. And this person takes it as something that is hurtful. Is it accurate that they are correct that I was hurtful? Or are they perceiving it as hurtful because of their stuff? It is because of their stuff. I cannot make a person feel something. You feel because of your stuff. I respond in a way because of my stuff. And if I'm reactive and mean, I will own it. After I calm down, I go back and I apologize. Now, if I'm have thought about my emotions and expressed my emotions in a way that was very powerful, but it was not to be hurtful, I will not apologize for it. As I've gone into my chart, I have the sacral, which is work and life force energy. This is the powerful energy, the sacral energy. It is connected through the channel 952 to my root. So the sacral is work and life force energy. It is connected through the 952 to my root, which is adrenaline, action, power to do things, which is then connected through my 2838 channel, which the fighter and the purpose of life channel. To my spleen, which is in the now, intuition, feel the feeling health aspect, which then moves through my 4816 channel, which is connected to my throat, which is enthusiasm, passion with the 16, depth. And also, I have my willpower, my will center, my ego, my heart center connected to my throat with the 2145. So I have all this energy that is connected to my throat. I am here to express and share and not swallow down. And in that moment, if I am not reacting through being hurtful or lashing out or doing things on purpose, I have to express how I feel. And because the power is there, the sacral to the root, to the spleen, to the throat, the will to the throat, it is powerful. It is a lot of energy, which I understand a lot of people may not get. So they may feel that energy. And also, I have to express myself because most of my life I did not. I would swallow things down. I wouldn't say how I truly felt because I would hurt someone's feelings or I didn't want to deal with the having to have a deep conversation. I wanted to run and hide. I didn't feel like I wanted to feel the energies of the emotions because I truly am, even though I don't have an emotional wave because my emotional solar plexus is not defined. I do have the 22, which is emotions. I do have the 37, and I feel a lot of emotion. I feel so much. That's what the 38 is about. That's what the 39 is about. It is all about the physical body and feeling these emotions in the physical. And if I keep them inside of me without expressing them because of fear of someone getting their feelings hurt because of their own triggers, that is not fair. It's not fair to me, and it's not fair to them. If they're doing their work and they understand, wow, that really hurt my feelings, they could express to me, wow, you know, the way that you expressed that was very powerful. I hear you and I feel this way. Then we could have a communication about it. I am trying to step into that more so, but I have noticed in relationships that certain people cover up or protect other people because they don't want to hurt them. But then they're not living their life. They're not living true to their energy. They're suppressing their voice because of how someone else is going to react because they're not doing their work or they're unaware of their work. There are different ways that you can still express yourself and not hide things just to keep everything even for everybody else, because I feel that when you do that, you are taking on responsibility for other people's emotions and triggers. And I think that's a disservice. You feel like you're being this person that is protecting them, but you are not serving them because you are not giving them the power to learn about themselves. You are not giving them the opportunity to recognize what is going on. You are taking in that energy. Taking in all of that energy and you're protecting them and you are keeping them stuck because you're not giving them that power. And although it may hurt a little bit in the beginning, it hurts a lot more when it's years gone by of not expressing yourself. You may get sick because you are not expressing yourself. And so you get sick because you're keeping all of this in, trying to protect someone else who is still lost in their own world and not doing their work. The voice is one of the most magical things to fully step into, whether it is through song, through chanting, through discussion, through humming. We have all suppressed our voice because of conditioning of who we think we should be, how we think we should treat other people, how we think we need to protect, how we think we need to be in society to be considered nice and valued. And we think we have to be this way for us to be loved. And maybe in most of society we do because they haven't done their work. But if they haven't done their work and they can't love you for expressing yourself and expressing your emotion and getting upset, and then maybe they're not the right person for you. And that's hard to say, because letting go is so hard sometimes, because there's a connection or there's a hope. But if they don't accept you for who you are, then are they really for you anyway? I've been diving into the gene keys a lot lately, especially in the Venus sequence. And I'm still on this gate 38 because I notice when I am not heard, I fight. I'm fighting to be heard. And in this activation in the gene keys, it's sometimes you fight for things that are just a fight. But then other times you're fighting for things for overall good or for yourself. And I feel like fighting for me to be, I'm gonna get emotional. Fighting for myself to be heard, I feel, is for the greater good, because it is for myself. It is for every person I come into contact with. I don't feel like it is just to fight. Everyone deserves to express themselves authentically. Everyone deserves to be heard and valued for what they have to say. Everyone deserves this. And when you have an open heart and you're received in a way that is loving and can hear you, then you're able to relax rather than fight. And I've noticed in my life, I have had to fight to be heard. And at even points in time in my life, there were points that I would say how I felt, or I would stand up for myself or my kids, and I was backlashed. So I would stand up for myself with my ex-husband, and anytime I did that, I would be choked. So I literally could not speak. Or I wouldn't say anything because I was in fear of being hurt. Or I would say to him, wait until my kids are asleep and I will take the beating and I won't be heard because I will be quiet. Yet again, keeping my voice from being expressed for safety. So my voice and sharing my voice is unsafe for me because it has brought violence and pain and people telling me that I was too much or they didn't love me. So my voice has not been a safe space for me. I've learned to express myself through work and through community, but in relationships, it is still very hard for me because of that fight or flight response that shows up for me. The minute that I feel like I'm not being heard, and then I fear for my safety. This process of deconditioning the voice is so powerful because it is through sharing our experiences. It is through love. It is through having this deep connection with one another through the voice and the external world that helps us evolve. Yes, there are other ways to evolve, but for me, because of the energy that is associated with my voice through the human design chart, because of my energy that is associated with my voice through the gene keys, this is part of my purpose. This is part of my struggle. So I want to ask you, when you look at your chart, is your throat defined? Colored in. If it is, what centers are connected to it, because that has an energy that is brought up to the voice. So it's like what you're here to speak about through the center, through the channel. There's low frequencies of each channel. There's high frequencies. So where do you fluctuate? What's connected? How many centers, how many channels are connected to your voice? And it doesn't even mean direct. It means, for example, like mine, the sacral is connected to the root to the spleen to the throat, and then the will center to the throat. How is it connected to yours? And if your throat is undefined or white, how has not being heard affected you? When you have an undefined throat, you're really the voice of many, because you're here to take on the energies of those around you, and you can speak in a way that people need to hear. So how have you held your voice in because of the variability of the energy of the voice? Because you feel like sometimes you don't know how to speak, and sometimes you have a lot to say, and sometimes people tell you you speak too much, and sometimes people tell you you're too quiet. Why is it that we are letting people tell us how we feel and how we're here to express? That is why human design has given me the awareness of who I am, the energies of my throat, understanding, okay, I may be speaking in a way that's intense. I have Scorpio in Mercury in the gate 28, which is connected to my throat through the spleen to my throat. I am here to be intense. I am here to speak that way. And for so long, I kept that small because of other people's reactions, which then suppressed me. So it's about owning that, owning the way that we speak, and not backing down, not being hurtful to be hurtful, but still sharing the way that you need to share. And realizing these energies about yourself gives you that opportunity to accept it about yourself and also acknowledge that maybe everyone isn't for you. And it isn't about me toning it down. It's not about me keeping things in. It's about me saying, if you cannot love and value this about me, then maybe we aren't meant to be. Rather than trying to morph myself and change myself into something that someone else thinks I should be, because it keeps them feeling safe and secure. I'd love to know if you've shared any of this, how you feel about your voice, your expression out into the world. How do you feel about sharing and expressing your thoughts, your emotions, your ideas? Have you played small? Have you become more quiet because of other people's reactions? Do you let other people tell you or dictate how you should express yourself so that they are comfortable? And this is not to say that we're selfish. We're talking about authenticity here. Why are we suppressing ourselves for other people? The people that love us will love us. And that will not be everybody. And that, although it may hurt a lot, it's okay. I'd love to hear feedback. As always, you can reach out to me, share your stories. You can go to Instagram, sign up for my newsletter if you want to get newsletters or emails from me where I go deeper into some of these things. Connection is huge for me. Sharing is huge for me. And it is for you too. So ask yourself, what have you said or what have you not said lately that you wish you did? Till next time.
My hope is that you walked away with something today that has opened your mind, your heart, or both. Listening to new perspectives not only help you grow and expand, but it helps humanity as a whole. So if you have someone that you feel would benefit from this podcast and you feel that you want to share, please do. Also, would love to connect with you on Instagram, so please follow me at Miranda J. Mitchell. One last thing, if this episode left you with any ahas and insights, take 30 seconds of your time and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way I know you are loving the content and connection in this space. And if you want to know more or wondering how we can work together, please go to miranda-mitchell.com, click on the contact in the menu, and send me a message. Sending you all love. Till next time.